Can everybody hear me? I hear there's not everybody can hear. Can everybody hear? Is this okay? Yes. Can the people in the back, can you hear me? Good. Okay. Oh. Who said no? Yes, no. Well, we'll be loud then. The gospel today, Jesus tells us, come to me, all you who find life heavy burdened, all you who labor and find burden, and I will give you rest. Then he says, take my yoke and learn from me, and you will find rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden's light. You know, we went to Emmaus a couple of weeks ago, me and Father Evaristus and all the priests, and it's usually a fine time, and it was most of the time a fine time for me, but Monday night I'm sitting there, and I'm one of the louder priests of the diocese, in case you're wondering. And me and Father Dedish together is really quite an interesting time. And we're sitting there doing our things, and the bishop's in line, and he goes, "Ooh, Larry, I need to see you." And I says, because we're always talking about Emmaus walks with the bishop. And none of us want an Emmaus walk with the bishop. And I said, oh, no, you don't want to see me, bishop. And I just thought, now what I do? It's always what I think. And, I did something. I'm saying, bishop, no, you're not going to see me. Don't even say, why would you say that to me? And I'm going like this, why would you say that to me, bishop? And I says, tell me now. Oh, I can't tell you now. I got to tell you in private. Oh. So, he said, we'll see you tomorrow. Well, he didn't see me Tuesday. And I'm sitting there, I'm talking to my classmates, you know anything I did? Did I do anything? Did I do anything? I can't matter. Did I do anything? So Wednesday in the evening, he finally pulls me in. I've been sitting now for 2 days, losing sleep and everything else. And when he calls me in, he sits down and says, first of all, Larry, I want to thank you for all you do. That's just buttering me up, you know that. He says, you do such good things, you've done such great things at St. Joe's. And I said, cut to the chase, Bishop. What? Okay, yeah, let's jump to paragraph 3. That's the way Rome, when they write you a letter, if they're going to yell at a bishop, the first paragraph is praise to God, Jesus Christ. Second paragraph, we want to encourage all the great things you've done. Third paragraph, but. So this was the but. I said, tell me the but, Bishop. Oh, Larry, I just want you to pray about this. Yes? I think you're spiritually arrogant. Yes? I know, Bishop, and primarily because I didn't agree with him on an issue, and I still don't, but he's my bishop, and I said, well, you're right, Bishop, every time I go to confession, that's one of the things, I'm judgmental, I'm arrogant, proud, arrogant, aggressive, has always been my nickname, but you're right, Bishop, absolutely, but it killed me. You know how it is? You sit there and da-da-da-da-da, and then bang, it's like, oh, and you're right. So that night I went out with my classmates, and we're all sitting there having a cigar and having stuff that wasn't popping. As we're sitting there saying, well, I'm spiritually arrogant. And they said, is this a new insight for you, Larry? No. But it was true. And yet, so often, when you sit there and you deal with it, you get mad and different things. And I'll never forget once, when I'm sitting there, and I was in a similar day, like 15 years ago, and as I'm sitting there and someone said something to me, and this has been a week where I've got letters and different things, and I'm a big target, and it's, I throw things out, I gotta be able to take it too. But I'm sitting there and I was having a bad day and I happened to be in Pittsburgh. This is at least 15 years ago. And so I'm sitting there 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm doubting whether I should even be a priest. I'm sitting there thinking one of those days, I'm no good. I'm prayer spiritually arrogant, whatever it is. And there's other things, of course. And so I decide I need to be with Jesus. And so I go over to Steubenville, which is about 45 minutes from my house in Pittsburgh. I happened to be home that day. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, I walk into the port. And as I go into the port, it's the place of perpetual adoration. And there was about, 7 kids there, 1 o'clock in the morning. And this is before anybody knew who Father Larry Richards was. I was just a regular priest, as usual. And I'm kneeling in the back. And as I'm kneeling in the back pew there, my words to God is, God, maybe I should leave the priesthood. God, I'm not a good priest. God, I know I'm messed up. I am the most messed up person you ever made. Maybe I should leave. And again, 15 years ago, and as I'm kneeling there in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I'll never forget it, have no idea to this day who it was, a kid was behind me, a college kid, came up to me, put his arms on my shoulders, whispered into my ear and said, Father, thank you for being a priest. We need you. Whoa. And the Lord gave me rest. But you see what I had to do? I had to get up from where I was and come to Him. Come to me, He said. And so I had to get up and I had to go to Jesus. And while I was there, feeling sorry for myself, thinking of my own weakness and why I do what I do, the Lord Himself gave me rest that instant when He says, and He sent that kid to me and said, thank you for being a priest. We need you. Bingo. But I had to go to the Lord. And when I took the time out of my life to get out of my problems and go to Him, He gave me peace. The same thing with the bishop. When I sat there and I came back and I just sit in here in this church and I'd come before Him. And He says, let not your heart be troubled. Have faith in God. Have faith in me. You see, when you and I feel burdened, and we all do, we need to come to Him. We need to leave wherever we're at, and we need to go running to Him. And then He promises us, if we take time, and we forget about the regular realities and all the garbage we're dealing with, and we spend time with Him, He Himself will give you and me the rest we need. Huh? And then once He sits there, He just doesn't give us rest, does He? He gives us peace. He says, it's okay, I know you're a jerk, but I'm going to take care of you. But then He says, take my yoke upon yourself. And the yoke is His cross. And then He says, what for me? Learn from me. So once we're in His presence, and we're going to have to take it and do it and go out of our mess, come into His presence, and then at His feet, we need to be open to learn. This is what I want to teach you. And He does it in humility. Now again, one of the things, Father Simmons was there during our Emmaus, and he got up and he preached to us. And again, Father Simmons makes me look quiet too. And he got up and he says, the Lord God deals with a lot of us because He wants us to be humble. And the only way to humility a lot of times is through humiliation. Isn't that nice? It's He'll humiliate us to humble us. Trust me, when you get before the bishop and he humiliates you, smiling while he does it, he also humbles you. And so when I come before the Lord, instead of being mad, the Lord sits there and says, learn from me now. Get over yourself. Learn from me. I am meek and humble of heart. This is what I want to teach you, Larry. And this is what He wants to teach all of us. Learn from me. And the only way we're going to learn from Him is if we spend time at His feet. And then He sits there and says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy. Who said? And my burden is light. Now again, often the only one I have to deal with is me. That's why a lot of the stories come from me, because that's who I know. And the reality is, when I look at priesthood as a job, I get irritated. When you look at your work at a job, you know, don't you hate going to work someday? You do. Of course you do. Don't you hate going home and dealing with the family someday? Oh, no, Father. Of course you do. And why? Because sometimes it's just a burden to us. And sometimes it's something we do. And so often, when our work is no longer a vocation, it becomes a burden. The key is that we need our work to become an act of love. There isn't one thing Jesus Christ did on this earth that He didn't do in love. That's the key. There isn't one thing, when you and I are struggling with our work and our families, when there's a burden to us, I want to give you a little key to get out of it. Sit there and make it an act of love. Jesus, I do this to show you that I love you. And then your burden will become light because it becomes an act of love. It's not something you and I gotta do and we get mad at and resentful for and we get crazy over. Make it an act of love. Jesus made His whole life an act of love. And that's why He always had the peace of the Father in Him. It was an act of love to the Father and to others. So what we do is when we're going crazy, we have to go running to Jesus. We need to sit there. We need to learn from Him. And then what we learn from him is make everything you do an act of love. When someone says something to you that you don't like, make it an act of love. Thank the Lord for that person, that they are the instrument of God humbling you. Thank the Lord for them. Start rejoicing in that. Make it an act of love. Say, Jesus, I do this because I love you. When that starts happening, then his yoke is easy and his burden is light, because it's not ours, it's his. We become one with the God of love. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.